Chapter 7, Uncharted Pathways. Carl Sullivan's footsteps had a quiet, rhythmic cadence against the trail, harmonizing with the rustling leaves and distant calls of unseen birds. He'd been hiking for hours, his city-dwelling body unaccustomed to the rugged terrain of the Adirondacks, yet he felt invigorated, each stride propelled by a mixture of determination and the cool, fresh mountain air. He was surrounded by a stunning autumn palette. The leaves, painted in shades of crimson, amber, and gold, seemed to shimmer as the sunlight filtered through. Their fiery display contrasted with the deep blue of the sky above. Every once in a while, a gust of wind would rustle the trees, sending a flurry of leaves dancing to the ground, as if nature was celebrating the season in its own unique way. Deep in thought, Carl almost missed the soft, urgent murmurs up ahead. The closer he got, the more distinct they became. "He should have never gone alone." A voice, unmistakably female, wavered with worry. The words became clearer as he approached a clearing. Two figures, a young woman and a man, were huddled together. The distress was evident on their faces, and even more so on the woman's leg, which was badly broken and wrapped in a makeshift splint. Emerging into the clearing, Carl greeted them. "Hey there. You folks okay?" Lucas, looking up, met Carl's gaze, relief evident in his eyes. "Well, considering our situation, we've been better. I'm Lucas, and this is Emma." Emma managed a weak smile, her face pale from pain. "Yeah, took a nasty fall. I think my leg's broken." Carl crouched beside her, assessing the injury. "Looks pretty bad," he murmured, "but I've got some supplies that might help." While he worked, Lucas filled him in on their adventure. "We're up here on fall break. Thought it'd be a good chance to explore and, you know, find the triangle. But things turned messy when Emma had her accident." "There's also Ben," Emma interrupted, her voice thick with worry. "He ventured deeper into the woods last night. Wanted to scout ahead, maybe find help, but he never returned. We're really worried, especially after hearing those noises." Carl's curiosity was piqued. "Noises?" Lucas's face turned a shade paler. "Yeah, like someone screaming from far off. It was chilling." Tightening the final bandage on Emma's leg, Carl looked thoughtful. "I'm heading in that direction. I'll keep an eye out for Ben. But first, we need to make sure you two are okay." Lucas nodded gratefully. "Thanks, that means a lot. This trip was supposed to be fun, adventurous. But now, I just hope Ben's all right." Carl reassured him. "I'll do everything I can to find him. Just stay put, keep warm. I saw that the three of you signed the trail log at the base of the mountain. The ranger should venture up for you. Take it easy heading back down, and I'll watch out for Ben." Emma caught Carl's arm as he was about to leave, her gaze intense. "Please be careful. We came here seeking the triangle for the thrill of it. But after everything that's happened, it's no longer just a fun adventure." Carl nodded, touched by her sincerity. "I'll remember that. Just rest up, okay?" Continuing on his path, Carl's mind was a whirlwind of thoughts. The mystery of the triangle, the rumors surrounding Elias, and now the disappearance of Ben added layers to an already complicated puzzle. Carl knew that he was heading deeper into the unknown, with challenges and revelations awaiting him. But he was ready, driven by a burning desire to find the truth and hopefully help those in need along the way. The path Carl treaded upon was unlike any he had encountered before. It held an aura of ancient wisdom, and though its path seemed to blur and fade into the underbrush at times, the whisper of the winds and the occasional marking on trees hinted at its origins. Nature's artwork painted every scene in a mix of gold and bronze, as the setting sun cast elongated shadows across the forest floor. Carl felt a strange sense of being watched, not malevolently, but with curiosity, as if the forest itself were gauging his intent. A faint rustling in the distance caught his attention. Moving cautiously through the thick foliage, he soon came across a figure, quivering and curled up against a large moss-covered rock formation. It was Ben, his eyes wide with terror, his face pale and sweat-soaked. "Ben?" Carl called out softly, trying not to startle the young man any further. Ben's eyes met Carl's. "Who are you?" he whispered hoarsely. "Carl." "Carl Sullivan," he replied. "I met your friends Lucas and Emma back down the trail. Emma's hurt. What happened to you?" Ben's eyes flitted about, darting to the dark corners of the forest. I saw him," he whispered, voice quaking. "Who?" "Elias," he murmured, almost choking on the word. "He said I was not honoring the spirits, that I came for fun, for laughs, not understanding the depth of this sacred place." Carl moved closer, sitting beside the traumatized young man. "Tell me, Ben, what exactly did you see?" Ben took a shaky breath, his gaze distant as he recalled the nightmarish encounter. "I stumbled upon an old abandoned campground not far from here," he began, pointing weakly into the dense foliage. It was eerily quiet, except for the occasional rustle of the leaves. At the center stood a time-worn fire pit, ashes long cold. As I approached, there was this presence, like I was being watched. And then he appeared at the edge of the campground on an old path between two trees. Carl leaned in, listening intently, sensing the importance of every word. "He was unlike anything I've ever seen. Tall, draped in shadows, his face partially concealed, but his eyes, they burned into me. There was an ancient sadness in them, mixed with a hint of anger. And then he spoke, his voice echoing with centuries of pain and wisdom." Carl waited patiently, giving Ben the time he needed. "He showed me a nightmare," Ben continued, eyes tearing up. "I was back in high school, the day I played the cruelest prank on the quiet girl everyone picked on. I saw her tears, felt her pain, the weight of her despair, every day after that. I relived the moment, not as the laughing boy I was, but as her. The pain, the embarrassment, the loneliness, her suicide. It was unbearable." Carl nodded. "He made you feel the pain you caused another?" Ben nodded miserably. "I can't get it out of my head. The look in her eyes, the weight of my guilt." Taking a deep breath, Carl stood, helping Ben to his feet. "Why don't you just head back down to Lucas and Emma? They are waiting for you to return. There should be a ranger coming soon. Stick to the path and don't stray." Ben looked towards the path leading to the campground, then back at Carl. "Please don't go there," he pleaded. "It's not worth it." But Carl, with the weight of his own memories pressing down on him, gently reassured him. "I have to, Ben. Just like you had to. Now go." Ben took one last fearful look at the forest before turning and heading back, leaving Carl alone with the setting sun and the mysteries that lay ahead. With every step Carl took, the forest seemed to become denser, the atmosphere heavier. The whispering breeze became more pronounced, every rustle seeming to tell a story of those who'd tread this path before him. He felt a weight of anticipation hanging in the air, a sense that he was drawing closer to something inexplicable. For a moment, Carl hesitated. He remembered Ben's pleas, his tear-filled eyes, and the nightmare Elias had shown him. The idea that he might face his own tormenting memories, especially that fateful day in Manhattan, sent chills down his spine. Yet he pressed on, driven by a need for understanding and, perhaps, closure. The dimming light played tricks on his eyes, shadows darted, and the distant cries of nocturnal creatures filled the air. As he walked, the air grew colder, and a fog began to roll in, encircling the trees and obscuring the path. Suddenly, a faint glow ahead broke through the fog. Drawing nearer, Carl discerned the outlines of that very campground Ben had described. The remains of old campfires formed a circle, their ashes long cold. Each pit seemed to tell tales of travelers long gone, perhaps those who came looking for the triangle, their intentions pure or otherwise,